Edmonton opening our program. They are called UB, which I presume stands for Ukrainian Boys, and that's from a CD called Hardwood Harmonics, and I picked up back a few years back at the Dauphin Ukrainian National Festival in Dauphin, Manitoba, and these guys were playing live, and they were quite something to hear. I just had to and to see, so I had to get their CD. Again, the CD is called Hardwood Harmonics. The group is UB, and the song was Ode to a Chaban. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, known also as Pavlina in Ukrainian circles, and I am delighted to have you with me here on Nash Holos, and I do hope you'll enjoy our time together. Whether you're tuning in via AM, FM, shortwave, the live online stream, or the podcast, welcome, vitaju. We have a great program lined up for you. Vasyl Pavlovsky will be by a little later with his cultural capsule. We'll have our usual proverb of the week and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, a group from Ajax, Ontario. And this is an interesting storyline about an elderly gentleman who goes to market with his wife and tries to sell her there. And she's telling him, well, maybe he's a tad late if he expects to make any money off her now. Kind of a strange story, but there you have it. The song is called Oi Nahori.
Oi Nahori Sharvaro, під горою ярмарок, там дід бабу продає. Ніхто гроші не дає, гей-гей-гей-гей, ніхто гроші не дає. Ой, дідусю, дідусю, нерозумна голова, щоб ти мене не продав, як я була молода. Гей-гей-гей-гей, як я була молода. Сивая голубко, ім'я тебе не продав, що бігала прутко. Гей-гей-гей-гей, що бігала прутко.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming The Fourth Wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через веб-сайт cjsf.ca.
Like fog constricts my ribs. These trails of beauty, and you feel the mountain air caress your face as you play in the shadow of the Rockies. Remember who toiled in this place. Please remember who toiled in this place. They courted our labor and called us to settle the great Canadian plains, but how fickle the love of a fair young Alberta for her enemy aliens. And pity the young man in 1914 who hadn't a job or a trade, and doubly so the man from Galicia, for he was soon detained. Young stranger, as you walk these trails of beauty, and you feel the mountain air caress your face, as you play in the shadow of the Rockies, remember who toiled in this place. Please remember who toiled in this place. Our invisible hands worked in nature's cathedral for the pleasure of tourists in town. 6 days a week at slavery's wages, still we were not wanted around. At a camp that lay beneath Castle Mountain, rotten food and sodden tents. The most glorious place in the world is ugly when seen through a barbed wire fence. Young stranger, as you walk these trails of beauty, and you feel the mountain air caress your face, as you play in the shadow of the Rockies, remember who toiled in this place. Please remember who toiled in this place. Our footsteps and voices have long since faded from these pristine forest paths. Yet many's the mile and the hour we trudged here to our place of labor and back. If you listen, young stranger, the wind in the pines, or the water over the stones, You may hear the songs we sang to each other to remind us of our homes. Young stranger, as you walk these trails of beauty, and you feel the mountain air caress your face, as you play in the shadow of the Rockies, remember who toiled in this place. Please remember who toiled in this place.
That was a young Canadian folk singer by the name of Maria Dunn from Edmonton, and a song called In the Shadow of the Rockies. And of course, that was about the World War I internment of Ukrainians and other East Europeans in some 26 internment camps across Canada. And before her was a singer from Ontario by the name of Donna Creighton. And she and her colleague, Joanne Lawton, composed a song as well about the internment. And theirs, which you heard before, was called 80,000 Voices. Now, this set of World War I internment songs was inspired, actually, by an email I received from Suzanne Snezek. Suzanne lives in Vancouver and has been working for several years on the subject of internment and music, specifically the British internment of Austrians and Germans during World War II. She's interested now in looking at the internment as it played out closer to home, starting with the Ukrainian experience in BC during World War I. If anyone listening has any stories or music that you'd like to share with her, please drop me an email to producer@noshholos.com and I'll get you in touch with her. Incidentally, on cymbala at the end of Maria's song was her fellow Edmontonian Brian Cherwick. Now, listeners of Nosh Holos, of course, know that Brian is the frontman of the Cubasonics, but you may or may not know that he's also an ethnomusicologist and somewhat of an expert on Ukrainian-Canadian music. So the song Ходжу по Канаді, or As I Walk Through Canada, is from a field recording made by Robert Klimach of a song sung by three Ukrainian women in Sheho, Saskatchewan back in 1964. The song was published in a collection that is now housed in Ottawa at the National Museum of Canada. You can find Brian's English translation of the lyrics of Ходжу по Канаді, As I Walk Through Canada, at Maria Dunn's website, which is mariadunn.com. That's mariadunn.com. The words don't mention internment specifically, but certainly allude to the kind of treatment endured by Ukrainian immigrants at that time, especially homesick transients on the move and looking desperately for work. Here now is Vancouver's Zelia with their rendition of the Ukrainian version of Ходжу по Канаді.
Ходжу по Канаді та милі рахою. Ходжу по Канаді та милі рахою. День я ніч захопить там переночою. Гея, там переночую. Начував я в гаю-гаю зелененькі. Начував я в гаю-гаю зелененькі. Там плаче за мною жінка молоденька. Хея, хе, жінка молоденька. Жінка молоденька, та й дрібненькі діти. Жінка молоденька, та й дрібненькі діти. Прийшов до Канади за щастям я діти. Хея, хей, за щастям я діти.
По високій горі трава сія колише. По високій горі трава сія колише. Десь моя миленька до мене лист пише. Хея, хе, дрібненьке лист пише. Пише вона, пише дрібними буквами. Пише вона, пише дрібними буквами. Коли я почитав, умився я сльозами. Хея, хей, я вмився я сльозами. Чекав я на листа місяць та й годину. Чекав я на листа місяць та й годину. Не видів я листа ні своєї родини. Хея, хе, ні своєї родини. Канадо, Канадо, яка ж ти зрадлива. Канадо, Канадо, яка ж ти зрадлива. Не одного мужа жінко розлучила. Хей, а хей, жінко розлучила.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Ану, хлопці, заграйте нам трамбулянку, щоб через цілу Канаду було чути. Раз, два.
Hey!
was the late, great Al Cherney from a vinyl recording called Golden Ukrainian Memories, and that was Trambolyanka. Up next is also a little bit of a blast from the past, not quite as far back. This is from a vinyl recording I received in the mid-1980s. Some lovely people in Ukraine sent me this recording, and it is by the Marenich Trio, and a song called Nese Halya Vodu.
Nese Halya Vodu, корови славляться, за нею Іванко, як барвінок в'ється. За нею Іванко, як барвінок в'ється. Галю ж моя, Галю, дай води напиться, ти така хороша, дай хоч подивиться, ти така хороша, дай хоч подивиться.
Вода в садочку, той піти
Зозуля кувала, а ти ж мене, Галю, та й не шанувала. А ти ж мене, Галю, та й не шанувала. Скільки не вертався, ти не шанувала. Скільки не вертався, ти не шанувала.
Said Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. He was the eldest son of a simple villager and was born on November 18, 1913 in a small settlement of Plechovshchina in Poltava Oblast. While his father only had 3 years of schooling, he had a yearning to read, and the family library included works by Tolstoy, Dickens, and many other authors. Along with his fondness for books, his father, together with his brothers, had a fondness for music, could read music, and taught that to others. Though his son's early childhood was marked by the First World War, Ukraine's struggle for independence, and then the Holodomor, his family no doubt had an influence on him though no less an influence than his school music teacher, who tried to instill in his pupils a love for music and song. He completed the 7th grade in 1928, and unlike many of his contemporaries who studied music, he went on not to study music, but technologies at the Kremenchuk Industrial Technical. Upon completing his studies, he started working at the Zaporizhia aluminum smelter, though somehow his desire and love of music did not fade. The city opened up new horizons for him, and he became involved with the local orchestra. For the most part, he studied music on his own. And then he took the plunge and headed to Kyiv, where he enrolled and completed his first formal musical training at the Kyiv Musical High School in 1936. He tried repeatedly to gain entrance to the Kyiv Conservatory, to which he was finally admitted in 1941. There, Gheorghe Maiboroda studied composition under Lev Korovutsky, and then, in the post-war years, was guided by the same man during his graduate courses. Later, from 1952 through 1958, he taught musical theory at the Kyiv Conservatory. He became involved in the Association of Ukrainian Composers and eventually headed the organization. Maiboroda worked in a number of different genres, composing four operas, half a dozen or so pieces for orchestra, arrangements of Ukrainian traditional songs, which contributed to his popularity, as well as fame amongst a particular listening audience. But most notable were the works which he based upon the poetry of Taras Shevchenko and Ivan Franko. Somehow, his father had instilled such a love for music in him that his dogged determination and desire contributed to his success. Maiboroda passed away on December 6, 1992, and is buried in Baikove Cemetery in Kyiv. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured Ukrainian composer Gheorghe Maiboroda.
That was a composition by the composer Maiboroda, and that was his Symphony 3, also known as the Summer Symphony. And it was performed by the State Symphony Orchestra of the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic, and was recorded back in 1976. Well, back now to some folk music. We have Anichka up next from her CD of Lemko folk tunes, and the CD is called Zvone Lemkivshchine, or Bells of Lemko. And for those who aren't aware, Lemko is that area of Ukraine which is the extreme western border. It borders Poland, and they had their own unique sound of folk music. And here she is now from this CD, Zvone Lemkivshchine, with a song called Ojcheja Tohieja. Whose hut is that? Listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Oh,
and a collection of five outstanding singers from Ukraine. The group is called Luhansky Kozake, and this was the title track from their CD, Hey Vedno Solo, which means, Hey, There Is a Village. Well, back now to the Canadian Prairies. This next set, our whole closing set, in fact, is going to be tunes that would normally be heard at a Ukrainian wedding on the Canadian Prairies. And that's going to be because I'm still basking in the glow of my niece's wedding, which took place last night. One of the groups there that they had performing was the Ukrainian Old Timers, and they are up now with a tune, a dance, a country dance that is ubiquitous at Canadian Prairie weddings. It is the country chotis.
Thank you.
And another one of those ubiquitous dances at Ukrainian weddings on the Canadian prairies, and I dare say on at other weddings as well. That was the traditional butterfly, and it was by the Ukrainian old-timers. And once again, congratulations to my niece Amy and her new husband Ryan. Welcome to the family, and many long and happy years together. Before the Ukrainian old-timers, you heard another group from Winnipeg called Kalena from their CD Seam, which means seven, and a type of tune that bands play to give dancers a bit of a break between polkas and kalamekas, and that was called Grassroots, and that was David Pestrak on the cymbala. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Radio. This broadcast will be archived at pcjmedia.com, and you can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at nashholos.com, and that's NASHHOLOS. Our time together is just about up, but before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Veseloste tam nikoli nemaya, de narod stradaya. And our proverb of the week translates as happiness is not found in a suffering nation. Well, that about wraps things up. So one last wedding tune for you from their wedding album, the Playboy Band from Edmonton, with a kalamaka in C minor. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.
Ой, поїде кіміна і завтра дівчиноєнко, одягнув я на машечі суди дівчиноєнко. Пасіче, старий коня, пасіче, пасіче, як я піду до дівчини, сам ще верніться. Моя юбка файна. Пам'ятаю, дівчонайко, як вона чудувала, дома тує кірничею з ліці воду брала. Стоби євро нам водою хитаю собою. Що ти дуже так самяне, як я за тобою. Що ви яли на водою, на волоскі левші, як то можу, котру любив, не було жінився. Ой, любив я дівчину,
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
This is PCJ Radio.